Precious tritium is the fuel that makes this podcast go. There's only 25 pounds of it on the whole planet.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider...
It seems I've heard that song before.
Call the patent office, copyright the name Green Goblin. I want a quarter every time somebody says it.
That spider freak making me look ridiculous.
Up, up and away with!
What?
Shazam!
Spider-Man?
Stupid reporters still think puny Parker's Spidey.
Go, Web, go!
We're gonna have a hell of a time.
Yo, a big warm welcome to Swinging Through Spider-Man. It's episode 7. I'm James Rush, and that's Bradley Hughes. How are you doing?
We'll be swinging, mate.
We'll be swinging through right through episode 7. That's 7 issues now, because we did really swing through one and we kind of crammed it in, didn't we?
swing, it weren't even a swing, mate.
It was pushed right to the back of the cabinet. And you're sounding fresh, by the way.
Thank you very much. Yes, brand new mic, brand new production values, no more ear.
Brand new Bradley.
Yeah, definitely.
But man, have we got an issue for you guys. We'll get into that in a second. But we'd like to say a big thank you. I would like to shout out one geezer who did want to give us money for doing this. And like, I really appreciate that. Maybe down the line, that's something. But if you like genuinely like the podcast to the point of wanting to give us cash, like your cold earned cash that you go out and earn by working fucking pure hours at your shit job.
By taking photos of the Spider-Man. You know, the...
If you want to fucking do something nice, just talk to us and like share the podcast and review us. And that's cool. We don't want your cash now.
Nah, not at all. Like sharing our podcast and getting your friends in on it as well, that's probably more valuable to us than anything at the moment.
And while we do appreciate financial offers to give us money for the episodes of the podcast we produce, that is really cool. And it might come in the future if it's like, this is just taking loads of time and it's not worth it, but we'll get into that down the line. But yeah, just share it. That's the nicest thing you could do.
Yeah,
and that's what we appreciate. Yeah.
It's a great gift for Christmas.
New people find it. So yeah, if you do like the podcast, or if you don't and you got something to say, tell us so we can, you know, get better. Cause I think we're both kind of new to this.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're improving. I mean, new mic, your ears ain't bleeding. We listen.
Yeah. So, this is a podcast where me and Bradley read a comic of Amazing Spider-Man from back in the day through hopefully to the present day. And we kind of don't know anything about it.
Not really.
That's the gist.
Well, we kind of know, you know, pop culture. We've watched the movies. May have watched a few of the episodes of the Amazing Spider-Man animated TV series as well. But other than that, we've not actually read the original comics.
Yeah, I've read a few of them, not the original ones, but kind of when I went to New York, I thought I had to read them because it's like, you know, Spider-Man in New York, and I liked it, and that was an Amazing Spider-Man. It was like a few of them, but I didn't get back around to doing it, and I think I owe it to myself to kind of go through them, and I think it's a cool thing to do.
Yeah,
it's quite funny, to be honest.
Document our little journey through these very vintage comics.
But yeah, definitely vintage.
Yeah.
This is premium. Whew! But yeah. Amazing Spider-Man issue 7 we're on now, Brad, and last time we teased it and like the Vulture is back.
My god,
old ass retire bitch, that's what I'm saying. This is you get beat once, stay down, don't do Chumbawamba. We've talked about getting back up. That only applies to Spider-Man. If you're an asshole criminal, stay down.
Stay in prison, man.
This issue does not fuck around. We don't either. We're getting right into it, just like Stan Lee and Steve.
Straight into it, mate.
Basically, after the Vulture had his ass handed to him because his powers of magnetic flight were turned around, he swears revenge on Spider-Man from behind bars, as he would do.
Yeah, of course. He'd be pretty pissed.
I'd be fucking annoyed.
The other thing is, he fell from a height as well.
Concussion? I'm talking brain damage?
Yeah, at least.
People do stupid shit.
He's very old as well, man. You know he's got them frail bones.
How is he not dead?
It's a good question.
Yeah, he's the best behaved prisoner in the damn place, but the dude is old as fuck, so how can he not be the best behaved prisoner? He doesn't move. Whilst everyone else is shanking each other and fucking selling drugs and trying to escape, he's there being well behaved, and I think he can't do anything else.
No.
This isn't a diss on old people. You know, donate to Age Concern, visit elderly relatives, especially when it's cold. Fuck the Vulture. If your elderly relatives are criminals, that you, they need to go to jail. You know, don't visit them at Christmas.
Well, I mean, although they do bad, you can still love them. Just make sure
you can
not.
Still love them. Just don't. If he's flying around being an asshole, robbing people, prison's the best place.
To be fair, 3 square meals a day. You know, their laundry's done for them. Probably better off in prison than they are in an old people's home, to be fair.
Might do, you know. Barred up, can't hurt himself. No danger of falling over.
Free library.
Them American cells are shit. They treat prisoners like shit. I watched a documentary on Netflix. It's called, like, 13, about the 13th Amendment, where they kind of, after slavery, they kind of just made prison the new slavery.
Ah.
And, yeah, the prison... The cells are shitholes.
Is it like that old-fashioned, like, I've been working on the railroads?
Literally that, yeah, that's where that whole thing comes from. But the cells, you can't stand up or fall. No danger of falling over, no danger of slipping, breaking that hip. You know, it can be fatal for older citizens like Adrian Toomes the Vulture. Shouldn't be flying.
You know what, mate? If he could hit the deck the way we did, right, and Chumbawamba still get back up, I don't think falling over and breaking his hip in that cell would keep him down, to be fair.
Pure motivation, I feel. You know what? Turning around, inspirational character.
That's how he flies, man. He flies by pure determination. He just goes, I will fly! And then just takes off.
Man, best behaved prisoner, but it's all a goddamn ruse.
Oh, you know it is.
He's earned their trust so he can have certain prison privileges. You know, the people get in prison get a few privileges. They might get PlayStation first line in the food queue. Vulture just wants access to tools and metalwork machines because he's making a new goddamn suit under their noses.
Oh, man. Why is he just buying always under the noses?
After a few tests in the prison cell, it works. The Vulture uses his new suit to fly over the walls of the jail and goes on the lam. Wow.
Straight out there, man.
If there's one thing that I hope fucking jail guards would do is at least profile the damn prisoner, because if there's one man who's going to fly over the fucking walls of the prison, he's going to be named the damn Vulture.
I like the way we've still got a green suit on. It's real nice. Added effect.
Sticking to that modus operandi, man. That MO. Green ass. But his new suit's meant to be better than ever, more powerful. I don't know how that works, man. Like, the prison tools, the state-funded prison shit tools and the shit metal are better than the stuff he's actually got.
To be fair, you don't know the squalor that he was working with at home, though, to be fair.
I don't think prison is a big leap. I mean, there's them kind of weird-ass like people who go, oh, prisoners get a load of privileges, and I'm like, go prison. I don't get fucking what playing PlayStation for 2 hours is not a fucking privilege.
You know that privilege of being able to go outside and enjoy the fresh air whenever the fuck you want? Yeah, that's a privilege they don't have.
Fuck PlayStation 2, and when you got games that you haven't bought, and you know, I don't want to play FIFA 08 when it's 2016. That's a punishment,
man. I wouldn't want to play FIFA 08 when it was 08.
Yeah, it's Pro Evolution Soccer time at that point. That was in the height of Pro Evolution Soccer. But I digress, man. The Vulture suit is better because of prison materials, state funded, you know, maybe government collusion. I wouldn't put it past President Fat Fuck. But I think it was Nixon or someone at the time, or Jimmy Carter.
Someone Nixon.
A bit nice. I don't. Nixon wasn't.
Nah, it would have been JFK, nice. Wouldn't it?
Maybe. I don't. I'm good at it. I'm usually good at history, but I think it was 1962 to 1964 where we are at the moment. And that is that ring. I don't know.
Shows you how much we know about the US history. All that I know is that they threw our tea in the fucking harbor. They got very angry about some sort of tax, and then they sort of chased us back out of the. That's as much as I know about the US history.
It sounds like you've played Assassin's Creed 3, my friend.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's the only way.
This is the covered in school. This is a major embarrassment. But yeah, they weren't fucking American. They were just British people attacking fucking British people. That's the worst thing about it. Goddamn traitors.
It makes me laugh, though, because it's just like, well, did they still not like tea at that point? Or they got there and instantly started drinking coffee instead.
This is something I've come to learn as I've grown older and more wise. Do you know, back in the day, and you read a book and it's like, oh, the spice was on the... Fucking spice and tea were like gold.
Oh, yeah, and sugar.
You chuck fucking someone's tea in the water. You've got a problem. It's the vulture time, man. Peter Parker's been bullied in school. He overhears a report about the escape of the vulture. Because it's big news, we've realised people are pissed about the vulture from previous episodes. People fucking hate this guy. He's the biggest criminal in New York City. Well, in Spider-Man's world of New York City. Because Doc Ock, I don't think he was like widely reported as like the major terrorist like the vulture was, kind of diving in on people.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because Doc Ock, he would have only really been known to like the military installations that he was breaking into and the hospital.
Yeah.
But then again, that being said, yeah, exactly. All this has been reported to the masses from the Daily Bugle.
Fake news. The fame fake news operation. Yeah, I think this guy has got a fucking radio right in his ear hole as well. Like, if you can see that panel in the middle.
Like, he's like, it's a phone.
It's like, radiation poisoning.
Yeah, yes, this is Flash.
He's a well-dressed man as well.
Yeah, fresh to death.
That radio's going... I'm surprised that Peter's overheard it, considering the whole radio is playing against his face. And Peter makes his excuses, playing volleyball. He's like, I need to go and catch the vulture, so I feel sick. And Flash goes, we might have known. A fast game of volleyball is too much for Puny Parker. And that's the famed nickname
Puny
there.
Puny Parker. I still can't kind of get over the fact that the radio is like right up to his ear as well. And it's a lengthy speech bubble again, as I've said in the past. Like, they explain everything in this. But Spider-Man hears it perfectly. But all I'm hearing is... It's like, you wouldn't hear it.
Can you hear any conversation after that? It's like the vulture. What?
You young whippersnappers.
He's dressed like an elderly man.
Oh, he really is.
They all are dressed like my granddad.
I suppose it's the time, isn't it? Your granddad was alive at this point in time.
He still is. You fuck.
No, I mean, like, he was around when this was the time. I know what I'm trying to say. I'm sorry.
He dresses up to go to the bank. He dresses up to go to the bank.
He's got to look fresh when he's getting those fat stacks out.
You've got to be identified because, you know, if your name is Spider-Man, you know, you have to dress as Spider-Man. We've proven this.
No, that weren't even enough. Not even doing the crazy backflips.
He needed the correct identification, which he did not have, but Flash takes a piss out of him. Spider runs off. It's just, you know, the whole thing is going on between these two, and it's going to come to a head. Peter Parker, fucking fight and talk here, mate. That this double identity jazz is for the birds.
It's birds. It's like italic bold exclamation point birds. I can't take much more ribbing as Peter Parker.
If you speak to yourself on this level, you need help. Like,
the next sentence is pretty badass.
Someone's going to lose a mouthful of teeth. Oh, that, you say badass, I say, if you're thinking that shit to yourself.
No. Act. He's not even thinking it. That is a speech bubble, my friend, not a thought bubble.
If Aunt May wasn't deaf as fuck, she'd absolutely know.
What?
Peter! Like, do you know, hitting on the roof with a fucking cane.
Just keep it down!
The levels are going to be fucked for this. I've just been screaming.
Fuck it.
We'll turn this mic. This is going down. This volume's getting turned fucking right. If you're listening to this, ear safety first, please. But yeah, that school shooter talk I feel, man, if you're threatening violence, never act on it.
No, never.
Unless you're Peter Parker and punch that fuck in his mouth.
Yeah, legit, take them teeth, put them in a jar.
Spider-Man heads out to beat the Vulture because he's done it before. He knows what the Vulture's game is. You slap that magnetic inverter out, you turn that bitch upside down, he fucking flies to the ground, game over, police arrest him, off back to play volleyball. Of course, the Vulture reveals handily that he's got new wings, so the old shit, it don't work.
Oh, man.
It doesn't work.
Man. Oh, the Vulture shows up.
He's got what?
Got a gun this time as well.
He's got a piece. Where he's put that on that skin tight costume, I dread to wonder.
Don't want
to
know. You know how Peter Parker's belt buckle is also a camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all at waist height, man. That's where that gun is. Waist height.
You don't need to know at all.
Is that a gun in your pocket? What?
He robs, he flies around, does some stunts. He's got new wings. He flies literally through a window, holds a man up, steals all his jewels and flies back out. The Vulture, efficient.
Swift as fuck, man.
Efficient kind of criminal that I've come to respect through the course of these comic books.
All business.
The Vulture flies out, the crowd are there. Someone shouts, somebody do something. And this dude, big up, this guy replies, he's like what? That is fight. That is. That's one.
He's too busy. He's too busy with his life.
I was like, shoot him, but shooting a flying target is much different to shooting someone on the floor because you're gonna get crossfire, and that's what the police are worried about. They don't shoot anyone. No, they do. They shoot.
I was about to say, man. You know.
Except the actual fucking criminal like the Vulture. Just pull the piece on the Vulture. You're allowed.
You're allowed now. Yeah, he's carrying. I don't know. I don't know the gun laws in New York, but I'm pretty sure it's not an open carry state.
I think the police are packing, but and I think people are packing, but it's not like Florida where it's, you can like push someone that you can blow their fucking brains out and walk off.
Yeah, but there's a difference between a concealed carry and an open carry. Like, in Texas, you can open carry and just have an AK strapped to your back. But certain states, you can carry a gun, but it needs to be concealed.
Well, we know this gun is definitely concealed because it was up his asshole.
I hope he's got the safety on.
God, shitty ass, shitty man.
Shitty man, covered in shit, pulling out a shitty gun.
It's always shit. The gun doesn't fire because it's covered in shit.
Did you ever watch Johnny English when he pulls the trigger and the shit just pours out the gun?
Yeah,
vile man.
Yeah, pulls the gun on him, no one's shooting. The police, for some reason, for once, are kind of not trigger happy. So they don't go for him.
Mm.
And Spider-Man has to do the business. He's ready. He's fucking ready for this shit. Absolutely. Pull the button.
You just come back off a lovely vacation.
We left the fucking lizard. We won't go in. That's a whole different fucking thing. Because I've got a lot to say. I've still got a lot to say about him leaving.
I'm still salter.
Really am. And but man, he tries to make amends by taking the Vulture down. He's got him all figured out. He slaps his camera out to take a quick snap and allows the Vulture to go for him because he knows it's game over. You head for me. I'm going to press this button and you're fucking dead, is what you are. Spider-Man obviously doesn't suspect that this anti-magnetic device, which defeated him before, will not work this time. Therefore, he will allow the Vulture to get close to him, which is what the Vulture wants. So Spider-Man playing right into the Vulture's hands. He uses the inverter, and the Vulture pretends to, like, fucking drop. And this is just...
What a guy.
This is the man. Spidey just starts to, like, pat himself on the back. Like, yeah.
Job well done.
But the Vulture's knows what's going to happen, you know.
He knows it all.
Spider-Man senses something up. So.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. That panel of the Vulture going, Spider-Man doesn't suspect that this anti-magnetic device, which defeated me before, will not work this time. It's like a proper close-up of the Vulture. Not Steve Ditko's best work. Not going to lie.
I think that's really good, man.
Mate, that is atrocious.
How can you draw ugly people good? You can't. That fucking disgusting to look at, like the drawing.
His shoulder is not where it should be. Anatomy out the window.
I've seen him just drop into the earth and his chin's upon chin. That's old man sag. That is the old
spew chin.
The aerodynamics of the thing is something I worry about. He's flying fast. His skin must be fucking going everywhere. That's why I need to skin tight shit, keep him together.
That's exactly it, mate.
He falls to the earth. Spider-Man's like, haha, he's down. He gets himself
out. No, get this. Spider-Man literally says, it worked. I'm almost disappointed it was too easy.
If you fucking think, if you're disappointed by how easy shit is, you're wrong. Something's, you fucked up. You have.
When will Spider-Man learn that his biggest enemy is not Doc Ock? It's not the Vulture. Man, it's not even Flash. It is his own ego.
He's a fucking dumbass.
Damn right.
But he falls for this trap hard. Vulture coming up with full fucking force. Spider-Man senses something up, so puts his head over the ledge. Vulture comes up. Biggest punch I've seen in the comic so far. Even better than One Punch against Doc Ock.
You know why it's better than One Punch? Because that's a double-fisted punch, bro. Two fists. Shuriken!
Surprise, Spider-Man. Even you cannot ward off a double uppercut, son. Two punches to the jaw. Vulture pretends to be stunned, gets a drop on him, hits him from below with a double fucking punch, mate. Then he beats the piss out of him for a while.
absolutely filling him
in. Spider-Man is, he's falling, his web doesn't work, he tries to kind of attach to a building, but as usual, the web isn't going anywhere. So he drops, barely manages to avoid death. Barely.
Fucking hell. He hits in the deck hard, he does.
I will say, I mean, that is good. That is good drawing.
Definitely.
Fucking, if nothing else, you feel this comic.
He hits the ground so hard that the Vulture is assured he's dead.
Yeah, he's just looking at him like, and it's like the next panel, like he looks dead on the floor. That's what a dead person looks like. Like he's just...
it's like, you know, in Family Guy when Peter falls over and then he's just a pile on the floor.
He's just
That's what Spider-Man looks like. Just completely against the floor.
And like, we have to mention at this point, an entire crowd has just watched him practically die. Like, literally just been killed by the Vulture. And they're like, yeah, it's over. Bye. And the police are like, ah, fuck. It's out of their hands. Poor Spider-Man. This is weird from the policeman. He's like, despite what the newspaper says, we always thought he's a good guy. And I'm like, you tried to fucking arrest him multiple times. You didn't think he was a good guy. You thought he was a criminal.
You know why they thought he was a criminal?
Because he was a criminal.
Yeah. Domestic terrorist, I believe.
Even worse. You know, he might as well have been the fucking Unabomber or something. But yeah, domestic terrorism, Spider-Man. Police are on his side, apparently. He'll be missed, whoever he was. He's apparently dead.
They just wrote him off like that. It's just like, well, he's dead.
Dude, if you see someone plummet to the ground as hard as he did, from as high as he did, he's dead. He's not living.
To be fair, we're saying that he plummeted to the ground. He hit the roof of a building. Like,
that's
hard. These people are looking up from the ground. No one's gone to go check on him. That police officer's just standing there like, guess we just got to get on with it now.
The only person who can check on him is himself. No one's crawling the wall. That's what I'm saying. No one's crawling
the wall. Yeah, but the police officer could go inside of a building and get to the roof. They're a police officer.
Well, the only reason he's alive, mate, is because of his spider strength. That's the only thing that stopped him dying. But he has got a really wounded arm. He landed directly on it, as you can see from the panel. If he'd landed on his head, he'd be dead, I'd have to say.
Yeah, straight.
You don't. No matter if you are. Spiders die from that. That your strength don't matter there. That's, you know.
If only inherited an exoskeleton from that spider bite as well.
Don't believe he did. With a broken arm, he's hurt, a broken arm, he flees from the scene, and he's almost caught by Aunt May, because he heads home, he's on the roof hiding from her, she's like, what's the noise? And she's heard one thing for fucking once.
What? That's a knife!
I'm sure this isn't how Aunt May sounds, but
that
this
is definitely
episode.
That is definitely how she sounds.
Oh, Peter!
Like a proper Boston accent as well. Yeah. Like, oh. No, he's from Queens, isn't he?
I don't know where she's from. Left Dead, they're in Queens, definitely, but I don't know where she's actually from, like where she'd be born or anything. Maybe, I don't know, if you're born in Queens, you stay in Queens, that thing. He's definitely Queens through and through.
Definitely.
Queens is a good place. I've been to there. It's like Handsworth.
You can take the Aunt May out of Queens, but you can't take the Queens out of Aunt May.
He's fucking trying to get changed into his civilian clothes. It takes him half an hour because his arms are hanging off. He goes out of the room, out of his room, down to the front door, knocks the door, walks in, and May obviously notices he's injured. Takes him to the doctors because she loves him, and if his arms are literally hanging off, you know. Take him to the doctor's foot. That I hope to God she's got health insurance, and through the roof.
Oh yeah,
this would be. The doctor tells him he's a few weeks away from recovery, but at least it's not broken. It's only a sprain, but still, the vulture's going to be running around for a few weeks.
Man, it's enough for him to steal maybe 5 more diamonds.
At least one, you'd think.
At least, especially if they're still carrying them around up by foot.
Why? I will not go into it this time because that is something that is just, there's just too much to say, isn't there?
There is.
Again.
I mean, when we say that we do swing through Spider-Man, we swing. We swing. This is, I believe that we coined the term Spidey Light.
This is Coke Zero. We don't know. This is only Coke Zero in the fact that we don't know what's going on. At all.
we're just here for the ride, man. We enjoy the artwork. We make fun of it, although we do genuinely appreciate it. It's fucking
amazing. Love this shit. It's for the time, I think.
So beautiful.
What they've literally made out of nothing is pretty incredible.
Mate, I've got to admit, like working as a graphic designer and really enjoying like making print-ready artwork, seeing the CMYK values on this is nuts. Like, it's just so beautiful. Like, it's like all C, all Y, all K.
It's like the fill from a, you know, the fill tool.
Yeah.
It's kind of just a paint bucket tipping over. So Spider-Man's out of action. He's got like a sprained ass arm. The vulture's in his lair in a new sleeveless get-up, planning his next heist, mate. Old men, sleeveless, feels a bit Miami retirement to me. Kind of in the sun.
He's just missing like really terrible like bicep tattoos, like a bulldog or something like that.
You know, when you're a kid as well, I'll go back to another panel because I've just spotted the when he gets a piss, basically he's at school with his sling, with his sprain, that's why I'm getting a piss taken out of him. And you know, when you're at school and you get like, you cut your head open or you get a broken arm or you get some fucking child injury, like I broke my cheek and I had to have a bandage around my entire head.
Jesus.
But your mum always goes, oh, you look cool. All the girls will look, you know, stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes to school. Everyone just rips it out of him again. And it's like, come on, just have a little bit of heart for a geezer with a broken... His arm's just hanging so helplessly in a sling. But he does say something quite dark. Mate, Liz and Flash take the piss out of him. He goes, I'll splatter that clown all over the landscape.
Jesus.
That is school shooter talk. That's bad.
Yeah, he's pretty bad. The thing is as well, what I want to know, like, Peter must still be ripped. Like, he's got to be like Spider-Man ripped underneath his jacket and that.
Yeah. So,
like, how come they're picking on him? Like, the geezer must be teed off.
You could see his fucking muscles.
You could. Oh, man, it just... And I want to. I know we've established that Peter isn't exactly the nicest person to get along with. But seriously, how can he be? How can he be such a horrible person that literally hasn't got one single friend?
No, he's got like loads of friends that just rip the piss out of him. I think he's misunderstood. They like hang out with him and invite him places.
Nah, I ain't having it.
It's like 60s friendship where you've got loads of friends, but you can actually say you've got no friends just because they rib you a little bit.
Mate, this isn't ribbing. Literally, every single comic so far is just him getting a piss ripped out of him. Every other panel. And it's not even like a little bit either. Like, it's a lot.
The Vulture plans his next heist. It is stealing the entire payroll of the Daily Bugle. And I say, bad idea. JJ's a fucking skinflint. So there's no fat paychecks there. They're all stuffed into his pockets. But it's an idea he has anyway. Peter's at his job in the Bugle. He's flirting with Betty. She's asking what's gone on with your arm. And he's like, well, I was fighting the Vulture for dear life. And she's like, oh, Peter. And he's like, we'll stick to the volleyball story, won't we, Betty? Won't we? I'll kill your whole fucking family, Betty, if we don't stick to the... his face is pure evil in that panel as well. Like, that's fucking... And she's like, oh, yeah, you ask a silly question, you get a silly answer. It's not a silly question. If a boy with a broken arm comes in, you go, how did you break your arm? And he goes, and he just starts chatting shit. That's on him, not you, Betty.
It is, to be fair.
JJ proves he's a skinflint by telling Parker that he's not going to pay him any money at all for the Vulture pictures, because now loads of people are taking Vulture pictures because, you know, they know they're obviously packing heat in the form of cameras to take pictures of the Vulture, who makes himself known quite a lot and kind of almost poses for these photos, how much he's around. So he's not going to pay him, but Peter's like, please, please pay me. Nobody's got a close-up of him like that. Jameson agrees. And, of course, the Vulture just flies him through the fucking window, as you do. If you think, what I will say, if a fucking criminal is literally flying around the city, shut the windows.
That's a good point.
He'll have no way in. Literally, his entire costume will be destroyed. You'll have won. Don't.
I feel as though like no one's actually closing their windows in these comics.
It was New York. If you are 60 years old, 70 years old, and you listen to this podcast, were you fucking really hot all the time?
Just windows are constantly open. Actually, no. I can probably think of a reason why the windows are open all the time. Because if you have a look, JJ is actually smoking.
That's true. They were smoking a lot, weren't they? Mad Men and all that shit. They just constantly smoke, constantly. Misogynist fucking bullshit. Goddamn racist ass, communist hating bullshit. Smoking all the fucking time. Drinking whiskey. Goddamn. Yeah, the Vulture holds Jameson up at fucking gunpoint again, because that's what he does. Wielding a gun.
Sweet piece.
Pulls it out. The Vulture holds Jameson up while Peter ducks out to get changed into his Spider-Man gear, because, you know, distraction. Quick drop of the suit and that sweater, get in that Spider-Man costume, and get out and fight him. The Vulture is completely surprised by the fact that Spider-Man's still alive. And they fight. They have a fight, and the entire office is their arena. You know, I would. You know, it's going to be one of them backstage brawls, WWE style.
Falls count anywhere.
Falls count anywhere.
It's going to be a slobberknocker.
If one of them's dropped, and a ref just slides out of a lot of printing. Oh, a referee with wings just literally comes crashing through the window, ready to like count out. The entire office is used as their arena until they kind of fall into a printing press. Imagine if there's just a dead referee just fucking going around and around it. The Vulture tries to squish Spider-Man into the printing press, or so he thinks. The Vulture wants Spider-Man to think that is going to be pressed into the printing press before shooting up through the roof and taking Spider-Man into the sky, where he'll just drop him. Clean and quick. I like that. Not getting him messed up in no machines. Just drop him. From as high as he can, ideally.
Yeah.
I know in Spider-Man Homecoming, he can kind of go into space almost, but in this, if he went anywhere above, you know, a few thousand feet, he'd be dead. That bald head freezing frost.
Yeah, he's got them 90-year-old lungs just there, like, kicking. You know what I mean? Like the heavy gasps.
If he's a
nothing
smoker,
but heavy breath, man.
He's very athletic for an old ass man, is what I'll say.
I'll give him that.
He's carried into the air by the Vulture to be dropped and killed. A perfect death, I feel. That's the Vulture's signature move.
I'd just be like, look, Vulture, he's Spider-Man, not Turtleman.
And what I have to respect about Spider-Man is, as he's been dragged into the sky and the Vulture's like, yeah, you're going to get fucking killed. You're a little dickhead. I'm taking you into the sky and you've got no power anymore. Spider-Man's just literally taking the piss out of him. Like the whole entire time, he's like, well, oh shit, oh God, well, whatever will I do? And the Vulture takes him up and he's like, oh, I'm almost sorry I have to kill you. And Spider-Man's like, yeah, well, fuck you. Web your wings together, we're both dead.
Fucking hell, murder suicide.
Bang. I love it. Yeah, webs his wings together and the Vulture just starts screaming at him like, God, what, you know, we're both dead now, thanks a lot.
Well, actually, this exact same thing happened last time, with the Vulture being incapable of flying and being like, oh, we're both dead, and then Spider-Man just going, well, no, you are.
He's literally like, well, who wants to live forever? And he's just like, okay, I'm down, I'm dead. I'm down to die if you are.
Fucking hell. To be fair, Peter's on the verge of it anyway.
Yeah, he's literally like, ready to take Uncle Ben's fucking strap to school and blow a few kids away.
Fucking hell.
That's genuinely like the thing though, isn't it? He's fucking violent.
Yeah, mommy and daddy ain't there no more. Uncle Ben got gunned down. He was directly responsible for it.
Like, he genuinely thinks his life is worse than it is.
I'm not going to lie, man. His life is pretty
shit.
His
life is shit. I wouldn't want to. He genuinely thinks it's the worst life. I don't think it is.
I'm surprised that his nice little like red and blue suit wasn't the black suit Spider-Man to begin with. Because he's
fucking angsty.
Straight up. Tell you now, if this comic was made now, he'd be listening to My Chemical Romance. No word of a lie.
Oh, yeah. A lot. Ready to die, mate. They both plummet to the earth, to their doom. The Vulture's just shitting himself the entire time. He's just like, please, God, save me. I don't want to die. I'm like, you're a few years out from dying naturally anyway. You've had a fucking life. You've been pissing around, flying around. Spider-Man's literally 17. Death to him. You know, if you were to feed it to a machine as some kind of like moral problem, he'll fucking kill the Vulture every fucking time.
Every single time.
Like them AI cars, and it's like, oh, it will drive into three people to avoid killing like five people. It's literally like that.
Yeah.
Vulture dies every time in this.
Well, to be fair, the other thing is that the Vulture is a bad guy.
Yes, genuinely getting violent, holding people up. It's not just pissing around with diamonds anymore. He's taking people's, you know, he's robbing people with violent weapons. Spider-Man just kind of surfs him down, just laughing at him the entire time, like, haha, we're both going to die.
Yeah, that's, he's proper surfing super as well.
Villain. He's turned into a bastard. Like, what's worse than a villain? Someone riding a villain from the fucking stratosphere to the floor laughing at him, whilst the villain's begging to be, like, saved.
Oh, he is proper begging as well. And I'll quote, I don't want to die. Save me! Sob. Do something. Please, please, save me. And Spider-Man's just like, I can't. I'm too busy admiring your tight-lit courage.
Basically, I can't because I am too busy enjoying myself, listening to you shit yourself.
Meanwhile, foot on chest.
Yeah.
Literally surfing him through the sky.
And it's like, literally, the way he saves him, he makes a web, a parachute out of web. Not... Frankly, that I think that's possible. And, you know, you create that drag, get saved.
It's not the first time he's done it, is it?
I don't think it is, but the way he saves him is just like, oh, if you say so. He just seems bored. He's like, okay.
Mate, he switched from surfing the Vulture down
to riding him, literally straddling.
Riding him. Like, you know, nose art from World War II, where, like, you'd have, like, a pinup girl riding a bomb down.
Yeah.
Literally that, but Spider-Man on the Vulture.
Yeah, the Vulture's going down. Everyone's screaming. They're like, there's parachute. Spider-Man's, oh my God, Spider-Man's actually alive and he's kicked the Vulture's ass. The Vulture's like, well, did you, are you planning this the whole time? And Spider-Man's like, fuck yeah, I was. you goddamn dickhead. I'm like, no, you weren't. No, you goddamn weren't.
You're darn right, I did.
You weren't planning anything because you got fucking... No one plans anything where it involves them being punched twice in the head with in the same move.
Spider-Man's like, you don't punch me, I punch me.
And Spider-Man jumps off. The Vulture sells his lonely, shitty ass down to the police station. And Spider-Man's like, okay, I'm going to go see J. Jonah Jameson since I saved his life. Maybe he'll change his mind. And J. Jonah Jameson's literally leaning out of a window screaming at him.
Shaking his fist as well.
It's all your goddamn fault. All my building I'll have to pay for. And you're a goddamn nut. Sooner or later, people will learn who you really are. And he's just like, well, get my web out, shoot it, and webs his mouth up.
My God.
My boy, Spider-Man, this issue, really, hell. I mean, I hate Peter. I'm starting Peter Parker. I mean, he's all right, but sometimes some of the murderous shit he comes out with, it's like he's quite deranged in some of the stuff he says.
Yeah, like we said, man, he's like... It's like five more comments, five more ribbons until he you know, draws for the strap.
Literally. And I don't joke about it because it's a light subject, but I'm like, this is genuinely the profile of someone who would fucking do this shit. Some asshole who thinks life is so fucking bad that he just goes, oh, I can't take it anymore, so I'm going to ruin everyone else's life. And it's just, then some of the shit he comes out, like splattering him across the landscape. That's dark.
That's grim, that is. That would be at home in like a metal band's album. It really would.
Spider-Man gets his civvy clothes, because obviously he's got to get dressed, puts his little old sling around his arm, and walks back into the Daily Mail where Betty is hiding because of the whole shit show that went down with the Vulture, J. Jonah Jameson, Spider-Man being flung across the fucking offices. And they just go, hang on, where are you? And he was like, I was hiding, like I was scared. So I was hiding. And they get kind of...
I was just hiding like a little bitch.
They get, you know? Really, they get really close. Incredibly close, and they kind of Peter's flirting,
yeah.
And she's like, "I suspect something's up with you," and he's like, "Well, that perfume you got on is beautiful, Betty. I will say that." And she's just—I don't know the way she's just written to be some complete fucking walkover. She's like, "Wow, you're so romantic," and he's like, "Come and rest on my shoulder, blue eyes," and I'm like, "Fucking, I love that from him." Betty should be fucking telling him. Nah.
The thing is as well, like, he blew it, because when he was asked where he was, he could have just been like, I was trying to take photos of the fight.
Yeah. He blew it last time when he didn't phone her and ask for the date, the dickhead. He's like, oh, I'll ask the loser instead. I'll one up, Betty. And then she's like, no, I want Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's all about the thrill of the chase.
Well, you know, you do that, you end up with no one and alone. I cuddle up and
they get real close as well. Like, I'm talking like, you know, eyelids drooped a little, like leaning in. Just like, he's gonna get it. But then JJ comes in, just like holding his mouth, which still has the web on it.
Of course, fucking do! Literally blew in the face.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, he's just like, well, JJ's not going to be around for an hour, so let's just stick around and cuddle. And nice classy ending, but I wish Betty would have told him to fucking do one, because you know, you gotta try. If you want someone's affection, you gotta at least try instead of kind of just fucking walking into it.
Yeah,
that's the end. It's done.
Oh man.
Best one. That's a fucking classic.
Best one so far. Old definitely.
Star. Fuck yes. Goddamn Spider-Man manning up, beating the shit out of the Vulture, taking some blows, riding his ass to the ground while his older man is screaming.
Genuinely sweet fight scenes, man.
What did you think?
Mate, I always enjoy these stories, you know that. But this one, it's especially special. It's special, special.
That stepped it up a notch, I feel.
I do. The other thing is that I feel is that Spider-Man doesn't really shy away from, you know, a give and take sort of morality with it all. Like, for example, he had the fight with the Vulture, but he bust up his arm. Like, you feel as though there is, like, you know, stuff on the line. You do feel as though there's a bit at stake.
Like, oh, well, if you die, if I die, then you're going to die with me. So who's the fucking idiot?
It's like kind of dark, really.
Yeah, it is. I thought it'd be all like happy, chappy 60s stuff, but it's really kind of not.
And I guess that's what set it apart, isn't it? Because, like, obviously, his story's born in tragedy.
Yeah, and it's dark, and I'm really enjoying it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That was sweet.
But, yeah, man, next time I think we have issue 8. Hopefully it's just as good. I've read, like, a page of it, and it is freaky, and it's quite weird.
Freaky-deaky.
There's a big robot in it. There's a really big robot in it, and I'm not sure what to think of it. But freaky-ass robot. And we'll be back. So I hope you enjoyed listening. You can like, rate, review, subscribe. We're at Spidey Podcast on Twitter. I'm at Jammy Rush on Twitter. But yeah, you can speak to us, me and Brad, through the Twitter account at Spidey Podcast. On iTunes, Stitcher, Podient, everywhere you can find good podcasts, ideally, hopefully.
We're on Pocket Cast as well.
All that stuff. And yeah, man, I've enjoyed it. And we'll catch you later, guys. Goodbye.
Goodbye.